Off the Ball, GAA.
I think if everybody's been honest with themselves, we would have went down to Dublin on the hope that we can ignite the thing again. But once we were beaten by Cork, I think we knew deep down that we weren't going to win in All Ireland.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Chris Bond.
Oh, you're kidding me.
San Antonio Spurs.
Damn it.
Are you joking?
Is that right?
I know! Is that right?
Tottenham and Aston Villa.
Hey! Oh, he's trying to cheat and you're trying to let him.
Lads, if that's the way it's going to go now, there's no point in us being here, really. We're not going to do it seriously.
Welcome to the Shadi segment on a multitude of platforms. It's a scintillating, stupefying, splendido, crappy quiz. Every Friday we pick three cranks off the scrap heap of trivia, three OTB cranks, and pit them against each other in our quiz of sporting factoids, no holds barred, at the end of the week. It's free for the summer, we've decided.
Didn't have to script once there, fair play to them.
Oh yeah. One more time we're feeling. So, allow me to introduce today's purveyors of sporting idiotry. And to all the naysayers and doomsayers out there who don't like the quiz, you know, you should change your mind.
Jeez. That's a very nice way of saying.
Well, I was about to say something else and I decided that I was going to shock you by being kind and, you know, maybe you just misunderstand that actually, you know, people like to win. Up first, this contestant was deeply unhappy with his performance on last week's quiz. Even though he brought Shane the Monaghan Machete Hand into a tiebreaker round, this isn't what he's about. He used to crush up stars like that in the early rounds, grind their bones to make his bread. And now look at him, scrapping it out like some washed up bum for a half ounce of approval. Nevertheless, he works in the office on Fridays, so here he is once more. I can't go on. I must go on. They don't go on. McCarthy. Oh, Mick, I can't go on. I must go on is what it says here, but and the stage direction was important.
Can I not just get like 8 p.m. or something, no?
Oh, you want to go back to being angry, please, Mick?
I don't mind. Oh, something I can remember that's the same every week. Like we love here, the Cavan Colossus and the Fountain.
Spoilers, they can't see us yet.
Excuse me.
Sorry, yeah, fair enough.
Excuse me. Don't be giving away the lines. I do the lines. Can I just say there that you've
only
just...
Only I may dance.
You've just undone like 10 years of personal development. Do you want to go back to being angry producer, Mick?
No, not necessarily, but on the quiz, I don't mind.
Okay.
You can have a quiz character.
Can you? This is supposed to reveal your character, Michael. This is who we are in real life.
I can't stop, I won't stop.
I can't go on, I must go on.
So far off.
It's Samuel Beckett.
What the buzzing?
Up next. Rumour has it this contestant has grown weary of lording it over the same old faces every week. He's reached the mountaintop so many times, it scarcely seems worth his while scaling such manageable heights again. He loves quizzing, but he's bored. When will a challenger emerge worthy of my awesome talent he's been heard proclaiming around the office? Here with the desperate need to feel the thrill of the chase. Chasing that dragon, if you will. Maybe one more time for one more hit. Please welcome David the Fountain Wilson.
That's, you know, the big words becomes right just before the fall. So let's see how this one goes today.
You fell last week.
No, I wasn't here last week.
Oh, you're still unbeaten.
Yeah.
He's not unbeaten.
I can't remember the last time I lost one.
Whoa.
Just the fountain.
Yeah.
There's an expectation there, though.
Yeah, I know. So the pressure does get to me sometimes. But I think those words that Arthur's using there is just, he's just trying to blow me up before he comes back to the quiz. And
the bit where you told us all that you hadn't been beaten, though, that was you leading into the stereotype. Oh, sure. I've got the black hat on, I'm the heel.
Climbing manageable heights, I think, is a great description of the crappy quiz. Yeah.
Scaling.
Okay.
It's good that you kind of have a vague idea of what I said. I must, can't follow on.
Finally. I can't go on, I won't go on.
Finally, after securing a rare win in last week's quiz, Shane the Monaghan Machete Hannon voluntarily vacated his crown this week. Lineal champy thinks in his head. Thankfully, our weekly quota of two contestants from the Cavan Monaghan electoral district has not been compromised. However, making up the numbers, it's Dara, the Cavan Colossus Smith Nocton.
That's exactly what I'm doing. I'm making up the numbers. David is a bit like the All Blacks in their prime. He has me beaten before I walked in here.
So that hack he did was really weird though, before we started recording, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So I've no expectations, but pleasure to be here as always, yeah.
Good. Tyranny of low expectations. That's got the country where it is these days.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Actually, it probably is. Yeah. In the pub the other night, they were DSN is actually your official name amongst your cohort of colleagues.
Is that right, yeah?
Well, that's what I heard, yeah. No?
Well, you tell me. I don't know.
We don't
need... You are my colleague.
We need the younger crowd in.
Yeah. No, nobody calls us DSN. No. DSN.
I get it a little bit, yeah.
From who?
Matthew.
Did you get it before you came here?
Yeah.
Oh, you did? Okay, yeah. That's the thing.
No, yeah, it's not been coined by Off the Ball or anything, no.
Because the big breaking news to me was that Matthew is not Matthew at all.
No, he's Matt.
He's Matt?
Yeah.
Like Matt Malloy.
Or Matty. He loves Matty.
Pressure.
Does he?
No. But call him Matty.
Matty.
I mean, he wouldn't have told us this. It's a bit like Owen. Took him like 7 years to work up the courage to tell us his correct pronunciation of his name.
E. Owen.
And one of these days, Jeremy Lukman's going to do the same. Okay, if you have any questions for us, email crappyquiz@offtheball.com. If you don't think it's time to let the old ways die, you can still use on post. Quizmaster, Off the Ball Towers, Marconi House, Diggs Lane, Dublin 2. But nobody's looking for the postcards, so you may have sent some, and we haven't bothered to walk the length of the office to go down and check.
I had a wander.
Yeah.
The post has been delivered. It's just a lot of Tom Dunn envelopes.
Maybe he also didn't know that his stuff is piling up.
Good chance, I'd say, yeah.
Round one. The call your shot round is first. I'm going to give you a question with a list of available answers. Every contestant will bid the correct number that they think they can get, and the highest bidder will get dibs on first go. If the highest bidder hits their target, they win the point. If they don't, the remaining two players will be asked to bid again on how many of the remaining answers they can name. Sounds complicated, it really isn't. Away we go. There is a coward's point on offer if you just stay stum and nobody gets it right. Mick is going to open the bidding here. Any footballer who has received the Ballon d'Or and a World Cup winner's medal, they do not need to have won both in the same year. The Ballon d'Or was first awarded in 1956, so obviously we're talking about that period on. And there are a total of 15 people.
Oh, confidently, not many. I'll start at 5.
I'll go 6.
You know, yeah. I'm sorry to go on like this from the start, but I'm going to pass it on.
6 is a very low number. I'll try 7.
How many is there in total?
15.
There are 15. Any footballer who has won the Ballon d'Or and a World Cup.
And you said 7, Mick, didn't you?
Am I offering any further advice? No?
Arthur, no, like, absolutely not. You can't. We're in the middle of a bidding process.
You're not talking to me there, Arthur.
Yeah.
Try it again.
I'm to shut the F up.
Well, I think it would be worth... So I said any footballer. Your monochromatic view of the world is focused exclusively on a single sex, I would suggest, with the numbers you're giving me.
Right. I'll go 8 then.
Yeah, go on, name 8.
All right then.
Ugh.
Go on.
He's
APM is back.
I'm happier in this environment.
That's good.
Yeah.
Being cranky.
Okay, Ballon d'Or winner and World Cup winner. It does not have been the same year, but Fabio Cannavaro?
Cannavaro, 2006, was both the same year.
Yeah. Ronaldinho.
Hang on. Yeah. 05 Ballon d'Or.
Yeah.
02 World Cup.
Lionel Messi.
Messi. 8 Ballon d'Ors, 22 World Cup.
Jesus.
He's got 8, yeah?
8 Ballons d'Or.
He's yeah. 8.
8. 8. 8 Ballons d'Or.
3 so far.
D'Or. Ballons d'Or.
I'm sure.
You're right over there. Turns out a stroke.
Oh, I'm just channeling my inner Pat Kenny.
Stroke.
1, 2, 3. Is it Zinedine Zidane?
Zizou.
Yeah.
1998, he won both. Only one Ballon d'Or for Zizou.
Four more.
Did he win it? Ronaldo? Brazilian Ronaldo?
Yes. 97 and 02 Ballon d'Or. 94 and 02 World Cup. Yeah.
Not R9 or Ronaldo Nazario.
Phenomenal. I don't know if he's part of the 2002 World Cup squad.
Doing well here, 5.
Oh, God. I'll go... Lothar Matthäus.
Lothar Matthäus, good shout. 1990, he won both.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Two more, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what was going on with the Ballon d'Or voting at various stages. Was it always such a political shit show that, like, sometimes
France
they just...
football was just doing that, and it was a European football.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, there's still... Anyway.
Alexia Patias.
Alexia Patias. Corrects.
Oh,
two
no.
Ballons d'Or, one W2023.
Okay. And...
Oh, God, I have one more. I didn't have most of the people on your list, though. I'm bagging.
I think he was part of the 2002 World Cup squad. Kaká?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Well done. That was pretty good.
I've got two more from really old days.
Go for it.
Bobby Charlton.
Bobby Charlton, 96. Gerd Müller. Gerd Müller, 70.
Yeah.
They were both won both years when they won. And, sorry.
Gerd Müller won 74 World Cup.
Yeah. Sorry, yeah, obviously.
Well done, David. That was good.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah.
Hans Beckenbauer.
Of course.
72 and 76 Ballon d'Or, 74 World Cup. Aitana Bonmatí.
Yeah, I had her as well, but I wasn't just completely sure she'd won the Ballon d'Or.
Megan Rapinoe.
Yeah.
Oh. I suppose that's in the World Player of the Year era.
Mm.
Rivaldo won the 99 Ballon d'Or and won the World Cup in 2002. And then Paolo Rossi won both in 1982 after the scandal. Why did Maradona never get the Ballon d'Or? Like, he won a league for Napoli when...
Because Lothar Matthäus won it, I suppose. I don't know.
Who won in 1986?
Even if you were playing in Europe.
In 86. Was he with Napoli in 86?
No. He gone to Barcelona tonight.
Oh, Barcelona. Yeah, yeah. So he would have been in Europe. Yeah.
But in 88, 89, when they were like driving the Hullet Van Basten Rijkaard Milan to the end of the season. And he won a league for Napoli and the first time they'd ever won one. Like, come on, lads. Not European.
I mean, that was good.
The European Footballer of the Year. You had to actually be European because they're racist colonial pigs.
I thought you were just playing Europe. No? Okay.
The first one of those, obviously, I think, is Rivaldo. Ronaldo in 97. It's like, look, George Weah was the first one. What was that, like, early 90s?
95.
So, not, and is that maybe they were previous few years. All right, round one, question two. David opens the bidding. Any county that Cork defeated across the 18 All-Ireland finals Rena Buckley won in either football or camogie?
Rexy.
There are 9 counties in LGFA 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, in camogie 3. So that's the only hint I'll give you. 9 available counties. She won a bucket load in both of them. 18 in total. The most by anybody.
I'll
if
go,
the double is said, it knocks off both.
Okay, I'll go 5.
Yeah, I go six.
And there's how many?
9.
Yeah, go for 6 if you want, unless David wants to beat it.
Firehead.
Yikes.
Dublin.
Correct. 2009, 2014, 2015, 2016, back when they couldn't get it done, the Dubs, sure, cheers, they'll never do it. And then they did 4 or 5 in a row.
Kilkenny.
Arthur rightly corrects that Dublin won it in 2010, but there was that narrative after 14, 15, 16, last minute, a blowout. One of them was a blowout and the others were last minute. And did the goalkeeper throw one in?
Yeah.
Then they got Ciar Trent in and everything was grand.
Is that what happened?
So you're on 2.
Yeah.
300% extra effort required.
Galway.
Yeah.
Yeah, Galway in 2005 in the football, and Galway in 2008 and 2015 in the camogie.
Kerry?
Wouldn't say so.
Yes.
Oh.
2012.
Pipe down over there, you. Relax.
There's actually only 8 answers. If we made the new rule up, the Dublin next. Okay,
well, that changes. So I only have to give five answers.
No, look. I mean, you can take that up outside afterwards with Arthur.
So how many is that? That's four. Is it
3 years later? You're still arguing at this point. But go on, yeah.
Waterford.
No.
So there's four left.
Yeah.
Whose bid is it? David's. He bid first, didn't he?
Yeah. Was it back to you then? No.
I don't know. Does it keep going from Dara had the last successful bid? So no, you were the last one to pass. So I think it's
back to me then.
Yeah.
Two.
There are four left.
Two's good. I like two. Two is what I want. I could have had the bid.
Two is all I got.
I'll have to try three.
Go on, go for it.
Okay, Mayo.
Mayo, 2007.
There's two choices for the Camogie.
Maybe it'll give
and
you.
For football.
You give it to me. I know what you want.
The eras might not work here, but Monaghan?
Correct. 08, 11, 13.
Okay, the eras definitely worked. There are huge overlap.
I think I've been at those. I think they're two of those finals.
Monaghan and Waterford were the two ladies' football teams when I was growing up. Okay, so I need two more. One more. Wexford.
No.
Oh.
Coward's Point.
Tipperary?
You were bidding away. Tip. Yeah, 05 and 06.
They were.
Anybody got the final football team?
For God's sake.
Armagh.
I had Wexford as well, and I had Monaghan. And what was the other one you said?
Mayo.
Yeah.
David's on two. Mick's scoreless. Dara's scoreless. Hanging on in there, Dara. Well done.
Relax. What's going on? Yeah.
So round one, question three.
Lesser contestant here.
You did 0 week 1 week, did you?
No.
Doubt it.
He was making things up over there.
Like, Dara opens the bidding round.
Shane,
one,
me, and
Matthew? No.
No. Somebody who made a huge impact.
Very memorable.
last week.
It was ended.
Round one, question three. Dara opens the bidding. Every club that Leinster played in their run to the 2026 Champions Cup final. It's almost like questions just made for you.
So the Champions Cup campaign.
Do you know them all? Yeah.
Group stage, everything.
Eight answers in total. Group stage, last 16, quarter, semi, and ultimately the failure.
Did that competition really even happen? Nobody was watching it.
Oof. I'm opening, am I?
You are. Out of eight, how many can you answer?
Just say it.
Relax, like.
Go for it.
Relaxed. Don't think I
do. Don't start on it.
I'm trying to remember the group.
Have it in your pocket for when we
Jared's
get copy.
It, yeah.
What's the point of getting involved in this stuff unless you're actually going to try and win it?
I'll go with five. I'll be tactical.
I'll go with six. I can do the eight.
Do the eight then.
Make him do the eight.
That's what I'm saying.
You say seven.
You know what? Seven.
Do you think you can do the eight?
Fire away. Seven all day long. Go on.
Manipulating the young ones like this.
All these games.
Look at this.
No, it wasn't.
Go on. They always play La Rochelle, don't they?
They do always play La Rochelle and they beat them. And that was the Harry Byrne is back game, wasn't it?
Yeah. Took the ball off Prendergast, yeah.
See, you know every little detail about these games.
Yeah, that was a fairly, not, you know.
Well, I have it.
Big rivalry.
Down, yeah.
Leicester.
Yeah.
Friday night.
Yeah. I think that was the day of the World Cup draw.
There was something else on.
Was there?
Yeah.
I think it was
maybe. Ireland or 21s might have been playing or something at the same time as well.
Okay. Bath.
Got two of the seven.
Jesus.
So Dara's bid again there now. So of the is it seven? I thought it was eight.
So of the six left then.
There's six left. Is my bid?
Yes.
Again. A bid three.
Four.
Go for it.
He knows all the answers. He's going to win the points. Bordeaux.
Bordeaux in the final, correct?
So
Bilbao, Bordeaux.
I am sitting here trying to remember the semi-final that I watched. I remember, I could tell you, I listened to half it on the radio and half at home because I was collecting my kid from a party.
Low-key stalling around.
No, it was just weird. I don't remember. It's like a mental block. Like,
well, you're getting old.
Okay, let me just say then.
It's a binary. I know what I
know. Northampton.
Semi-final was too long. Sale.
Sale, the quarterfinals.
Sale, I had Sale.
Last 16. All the intercept tries.
Edinburgh.
Yeah. And there's two pool games.
I'm struggling to remember the group stage. Harlequins?
Yeah. That would have got you 7. One more.
French team, is it?
Bayonne.
Oh, Bayonne. Yeah. They lost away to Bayonne. Oh, no. Did they lose that game? It was a close game anyway.
Yeah.
I
think I've got my worst quiz ever here.
David's on 2, Dara's on 1, Mick is scoreless. Right, round 2. So last week we had a brilliant Bob Dylan round, but there's no worthwhile anniversaries to lean on this week. Oh wait, what? Second. Oh, it's actually 51 years to the day since Bob Dylan and the band released the Basement Tapes. Whoa! A seminal product of a journey into the heart of what music critic Greil Marcus memorably described as that old weird America. Oh, whoa, what serendipity. With that in mind, I'm going to ask each of you to pick a number between 1 and 6. Each number corresponds to a song from the Basement Tapes and a spuriously related sports question.
Okay.
We're
going
to go up and down the
Let's
line here.
Go.
2 goes at this, 1 point for each right answer. If you don't get the answer wrong, it will not be passed over. If you get the answer wrong, it will not be passed over. Mick, David, Dara. Dara, David, Mick. All clear? Let's get underway then. You ask for 2.
Go on.
He gets to pick and I just go to that question. Okay. Open the door, Homer. In the Simpsons episode, you only move twice. What NFL team did Hank Scorpio gift to Homer?
The Denver Broncos.
The Denver Broncos.
That was don't know about football, Marge.
You had an encyclopedic knowledge of the Simpsons as well.
That particular one is very funny.
Yeah.
Lads just throwing balls off each other's helmets and everything, standing outside his house.
I'll go for 3.
3. Ruben Ramos was the name of the song. Ruben Neves scored Portugal's only goal in their 1-0 defeat of Ireland last October. Name 2 other players who scored against Ireland during the ill-fated qualifying campaign of the 2026 World Cup.
Penalties not included, I'm sure.
2 players who scored against Ireland.
Yeah. That is tough.
We actually didn't concede a whole pile of
goals. Looking along a lovely list here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Oh, God, my mind's gone blank.
It was the 8 from Neves and one lad scored twice.
You don't remember every game, no? This is your ballpark.
Funny we had somebody who did a podcast about Irish football every week.
I know, this is embarrassing.
Fucking opponents, though,
for 2. How many does he need to name? 2?
Yeah.
2 players to score against that.
I don't have this question.
Is the album any good?
I've only got 1.
Is the album any good? It's like Arthur's like his face like of course I mean, like, why even ask me stupid
nobody's
questions
nobody's ever
like
heard
that.
Of a chair, so obviously it's the best Bob Dylan album of all time.
It's gatekeeping.
Barnabas, what's your favourite, the best of
Barnabas
Bob Dylan?
Barnabas Varga,
good man. Yeah, he scored twice, but I'm not taking that as 2 answers. So
yeah, and
he's gonna get it, come on.
He is, yeah he's gonna get it now. I think that's a harder answer.
Say the name. Have it.
Do I have it?
What? You do, come on.
How do you know he has it?
I know. I can't think of the lad that scored for Armenia, and I went to Armenia as well to watch that match. And I think you should
let him know that it's included, like, isn't it?
The playoff counts, obviously. Yeah,
yeah.
The whole campaign.
Oh, the playoffs do count.
Yeah, not the penalty shootout, but
no pressure now.
Oh, Ladislav Krejci.
Yeah, or Patrick Schick scored the penalty, didn't he?
Patrick Schick, yeah.
Yeah, he retired today.
Did he?
Yeah.
Well, fucking retired before the World Cup, didn't he? Hey, Roland Salai, Daniel Lukács for Hungary, Edward Spurtzian for Armenia, Grant Leon Ranos.
Ranos, yeah, he scored in the game over there.
Schick and Krejci, Czechia. They were so bad. It was like the French beating us that time.
Yeah.
Seems beating us in a playoff is actually bad juju. Come on.
I think we would have finished 2nd in that group. We'd be playing Canada next week in
give yourself
LA.
A chance. Give yourself a chance there, wouldn't you?
Hmm?
Yeah.
Is there only three? So am I just taking
No, there's
question
six.
One. Everybody, six, sorry, yeah. Okay. I'll take question.
You get back to back questions here, so.
Okay. Okay. Five.
Snake Draft.
Take five, sure.
The fifth song on the album is called Ain't No More Cane. Cocaine? Sugar cane? What's he talking about? Who knows? It's ambivalent like that.
Michael Caine.
He could be talking about sugar cane.
Early retirement from Michael Caine back in 1966.
Yeah. 51 years ago, 65. The Basement Tapes. Song 5, 75. Ain't No More Cane. Harry Kane embarked on four distinct loan moves while a Tottenham Hotspur player. You need to name three of the clubs that he played for.
Okay.
Love. Three out of four, okay. Is tricky.
Yeah. Leicester.
Leicester.
Yeah. I have one more.
I don't know if I have another one, to be honest. I just remember that picture of him and Jimmy Vardy sitting on the bench together at Leicester. I've a vague idea that he played for NK Dons.
That would have been incorrect. There we go.
Millwall.
These don't pass on. No. So Millwall is correct, yeah.
They don't have another one.
Leighton Orient.
Leighton Orient's correct. You would have got them there, yeah. Norwich City was the other one.
Oh, Norwich. Oh, yeah.
So, number between 1 and 6 that hasn't already been selected, Tara?
6.
Bessie Smith. Friend of the show, Conrad Smith, was one of 7 New Zealand players to start the 2011 and 2015 Rugby World Cup finals. Name 2 of the remaining 6 players to achieve that feat.
Oh my God.
The 2011-2015 finals?
Yeah.
So name 2 players other than Conrad Smith.
There were 7. He started both games.
Richie McCaw.
Yeah.
And Dane Carter.
Nope.
No.
I'm such an idiot.
Aaron Smith, I suppose.
No.
Really?
Sonny Williams? Famously injured for the finals.
Sonny Bill.
Like Kieran Reid.
Man Anu.
Kieran Reid. Jerome Kano. Kino. Sam Whitelock. And Owen Franks.
Who was the scrum half?
For which?
Doesn't matter. I would have thought Aaron Smith would have been for both of them, but obviously he mightn't have been there in 11. He's only just finished.
That is such a stupid answer. Oh my God.
Dara's 1, Mick's 1, David's 3, a lead. For a 2-point lead for David. Right, it's time for the Pass the Parcel of Doom round. Round 3.
We have 2 more questions.
Oh, we got more. Sorry, okay.
Oh. I just got a free shot at the point there.
Yeah, 2 more. David, you're next.
What's the numbers that are left?
You're paying 1 and 4. Someone's paying attention.
I'll say 4.
Okay. Number 4.
I still haven't got any points either. You took a question off me.
Don't You Tell Henry is track 4 on the album. For most to
Henry Cooper.
Put these medals awards won by Henry Shefflin in order, from most to least.
Okay.
All-Ireland Senior Hurling Championships. Leinster Senior Hurling Championships. National Hurling League titles. And All-Stars. So they've been jumbled up. You need to give them to me in the correct order. Which of those did he win more down to the one that he won the least?
So Leinster, All-Ireland Senior Medals, National Leagues, and...
Now All Stars more than leagues, I'd say.
All Stars.
He hasn't. That's not the answer. He's reading back the.
Yeah, questions. Just make sure.
He didn't do them in the same order. He was doing it there, weren't he?
No, I'm just making sure I have all the. I'm going to go the most Leinsters, then All Irelands, then National Leagues, then All Stars. No.
Definitely more All Stars than leagues, I would say. More All Stars than All Irelands was where I wasn't sure.
Give me your answer, Mick.
That doesn't matter, my answer, but I'd probably sneak all, it's definitely Leinster.
None of this matters,
it's definitely
really.
Leinster greatest, leagues on either end. And I'd
we're all just like little bits of meat floating in
all stars over all Ireland, maybe?
Give me your answer again there. You're talking down the importance
Leinster, of Leinster, All-Stars, All-Ireland League.
Yay, well done. Yeah, no bonus point. Last one for you, Mick. Question 1.
Mm-hmm.
Million Dollar Bash. This guy's invented loads of stuff here. Cricket. Trevor Francis famously became Britain's first £1 million player when he joined Nottingham Forest in 1979. What club did Nottingham Forest buy him from?
Oh, Birmingham City.
Correct.
Wow.
It was relatively easy in the end.
Yeah.
Mick's on 2, David's on 3, Dara's on 1. Round 3. You know what it is, because I've already told you. Pass the parcel of doom round.
Mick's on 2, isn't he?
Yeah.
After that, yeah.
I know what I said?
Oh, you might have. That might be.
I can't go on.
He's way off it.
I must go on. They don't go on.
I felt like it's like a out on Wednesday, hangover Friday. I'm at that part of my life now. Absolutely fine yesterday.
Okay, right.
Really?
That's interesting.
And then today you're goosed.
Well, he had a little top up on the way into the office yesterday. There's a nagging down in the just by the driver's section. Only when he arrives, obviously.
I haven't drinking a nagging in a long time, but I'm open to it.
Recommend it. It's time for the Pass the Parcel of Doom round. For the third time, I'm going to ask each of you to give me a name that's on a list of names I have in front of me. If you get it right, the parcel passes on to the next player. But if you get it wrong, the parcel would explode. Soak that shit up. Covering you in shame. Question one. The order is Mick, David, Dara. Would you say Brona Gallagher is a superstar?
So, is that the question?
Well, soak that shit up as a Tarantino...
She's done unbelievable things with her career, and I think everybody in the shop last night recognized her.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that superstar level?
I think, but if you're in a Tarantino movie,
yeah.
Incredibly memorable scene. I don't know if everybody remembers the scene. You guys are probably too young for it, but
the Pulp Fiction one.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah.
Is it Pulp Fiction?
Yeah. Okay.
Stab in the heart.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, okay. Yeah, it was a Pulp Fiction reference as well. That's the cleaner.
And the Commitments, of course.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, and
various other
the new. Successor to Derry Girls, which she's brilliant in. But anyway, I thought she was. The Tarantino, so there's a Uma Thurman overdoses.
Yeah.
On heroin.
Yeah.
And then they stick the shot of she's in the background.
I've seen Pulp Fiction, yeah.
But I just, I wasn't suggesting that. Yeah. Very defensive, isn't he?
We find ourselves dragged into weird tangents we don't know what to do with.
Trying to just move us on here, you know?
Play along, you know? Name any club that plays in the URC.
Woo!
Mick, David, Dara. I took the names from the URC's official site. I will accept with or without sponsors.
Oh, thank God for that.
Leinster.
16.
Munster.
That is also an answer that we will accept because it is correct.
Ulster.
This is where the people try and get a bit too clever.
Connacht.
Yay. We're flying through these, lads.
Scarlets.
Oh. What's the story with that? Oh, yeah.
Who's next?
Dara.
Sorry, it's me, is it? the Bulls.
The Bulls. Vodacom.
Vodacom Bulls.
Edinburgh.
Edinburgh.
Glasgow.
Glasgow Warriors.
Glasgow.
I didn't say them in case you were going to make, in case you'd, I'd say one or the other and be told it was wrong.
Cardiff.
Cardiff Rugby. Yeah.
Cardiff Blues.
Sorry, what accent was that?
I don't know. I don't know where I've heard that said like that before, but that's what came to mind.
I'm just doing a stupid Ron Burgundy repeating what Arthur's saying here, right? So
You're just a vessel, yeah.
You go for the accents. You do what you want. You be you. None of this. Don't be putting him down, Arthur.
There's a reason he's not in here.
Look.
Thank you.
Well, he wrote the quiz. That's why I'm not in here. Otherwise, he would be in here.
Whose go is it?
Yours.
The Ospreys.
The Ospreys is correct. You're flying through these.
For long.
Oh, my God. It's the longest round of all time. Come on. For names you read and hear and talk about every week.
The Sharks.
The Hollywood Bet Sharks. Hollywood Bets Sharks.
Stormers.
DHL.
The Bulls.
It's been said, isn't it?
Yes, it has been said.
I said it, yeah.
I didn't write them. Oh, no. That's now. Now, hold on.
Now, hold on.
No, there's no point.
Now, hold on.
I don't have a problem.
Oh, he's got a problem. APM. Scratch beneath the surface.
I have.
Yeah, shut up. Stop.
I have
written
down.
It's not my fault.
The Dragons.
Dragons, correct.
The Dragons. How many is that?
I'm not telling you. You
just wondering, like.
Three more.
Zebra.
Zebra Parma.
Benetton.
Benetton. For a point each, or to lose.
The Lions.
Fidelity Secure Drive Lions. I should have given a bonus point for that.
Yeah.
All right. Points for everybody except Mick.
Oui.
Pride before fall there. And speaking of which, my thing has just gone right back up to the top. So anyway, round 3, question 2. David Daramick, name any country that Lionel Messi has scored for against Argentina. Name any country Lionel Messi has scored against for Argentina.
All competitions.
All competitions.
All time.
Correct answer is there, 42.
Okay. Brazil.
5 goals against Brazil.
For some reason, Saudi Arabia came to mind first.
Okay. LMNOP, QRS, Saudi Arabia. Correct.
I thought you were just pulling that out there.
They lost that game 1-0 in the World Cup. It was a big risk.
Nah, he scored.
Yeah.
I remember.
Me? Sorry. France.
France. 3.
Austria.
All the way back up to Austria. Thank you very much for doing this in an alphabetical order. Yeah.
The Netherlands.
Are they down as the Netherlands? They are. 1. Yeah.
Algeria.
Okay, back up to the A's. 5 goals against Algeria. Flat-track bully.
And he scored 3 of them.
Yeah.
Are they doing a Tuesday night in Stoke?
Probably.
Croatia.
Croatia. 3.
Chile.
Chile, 5.
Colombia.
Colombia, 3.
Surely he scored against Bolivia.
Bolivia, 11.
Jesus.
He does have 125 or something.
To be fair, he doesn't really go and play in Bolivia anymore. He hasn't played there for...
Too high for him.
Like, yeah, it's the altitude, yeah.
Uruguay.
Uruguay, down at the bottom there. I saw it. LMNOP, QRST, U... 6 goals.
Ecuador.
Ecuador, he's got a bucket load as well. Mm. 7.
Peru.
That's just naming countries they've been now.
I've never been there.
Peru, 3.
Germany.
Yeah, once.
Venezuela.
Venezuela, 7.
Serbia.
Serbia, Montenegro, a single goal.
Yeah. And that was in the 06?
Yeah, first one, I think.
Very good.
I'm doing well to accept that. You said Serbia? Because it's obviously a different team now.
No, he knew the match and everything. I wouldn't have an issue there.
Well, Arthur does. That's why he's the master.
Am I gone?
No, you're not.
All right, yeah. Still in play. Okay. I'm starting to get to the territory where I don't remember the game.
Yeah, knock a load of them out. In this case, I will just parrot what Arthur was saying to me.
Yeah. England.
What is?
At some point, surely.
No.
Really?
No. Look at that. Maradona's better than him.
Mexico.
Sure, he has the.
HIJK, Mexico. 4, yeah.
Surely scored against Paraguay.
Yes. Oh. 5 goals.
I thought we were out with South American teams.
I thought the exact same. And I went, oh no, Paraguay.
Oh God. Okay, so I have a feeling that he scored against USA.
Just the once, I think, but yeah.
I think it was while he's been playing there, so.
Yeah.
Iceland.
Oh, good show.
1, yeah.
Okay, now I'm in literally just have a feeling I remember this friendly, could be absolute nonsense, Scotland.
No. So, Albania, Angola, Australia, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Canada, Curaçao, Estonia, Guatemala, Haiti, Honduras, Hong Kong, Iran, Jamaica, Nicaragua, Nigeria, Panama, Portugal, Slovenia, Spain, Switzerland, UAE. That was it. Zambia.
Spain, he scored the Golissimo thing.
A to Z.
But they didn't play that, but yeah. I think he scored against Spain in Spain.
Point for David.
Yeah.
Low-key running away with it.
Funny.
Yeah.
David's on 5, Mick's on 2, Dara's on 2. Round 3, question 3.
Oh, God.
Name any Premier League player competing at the World Cup for a non-European nation.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Premier League player in the 2025-2026 season. So if they have signed in the off-season, that doesn't count. Or if they left before the 2025-2026, that doesn't count either. I have no idea how many there are here, but looks like there's loads. We don't have a specific number.
Premier League player for none. I can't remember
anyone. Oh my God, there's about 600 of them.
No names.
Well, there is, but... okay, who's first? Dara.
Me first.
He has no faith in your ability to get through this. That's why we didn't bother counting them.
Okay. I'll start off. I'll start off with Chris Wood.
Yeah, down at the bottom.
Why not? Why not?
Who else would you start with? Chris Wood.
Yeah. Okay. Chris Wood. Correct.
Okay. Casemiro.
Casemiro is correct. Up to the seas. This is great. Up, down, get around.
Technically not a Premier League player anymore.
Last season, yeah.
Okay.
Caicedo, Moises Caicedo.
Good man, two seats together. Yeah. Oh, you're my favourite, David. Things are going to finish well for you in this quiz today.
Correa.
Spain.
lads. Listen, I'm up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Fair. No, sure, sure.
but that will be the cut. That will be the cut.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do we have a tree shot we can change to? I can just slip out here. Can't be ours, lads.
Bruno Guimaraes.
Correct.
Mohamed Salah.
Mohamed Salah. Mo Salah. Mo Salah. Yeah, he's correct.
Okay.
La, 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 la.
There's almost too many to pick from. You can't kind of like narrow it down into actually somebody. But Gabriel. Magalabluj.
Okay. Magalabluj.
Anthony Robinson.
Yeah.
There's no point in doing. Dave is just going to like outlast me. Yeah. Hanging on was like from the first round. Yeah, not struggling. Like
game of attrition here.
Okay.
Bit of a war on nutrition, all right.
Martinelli.
Gabriele Martinelli is correct.
Chris Richards.
Give me just 2 seconds now, Martinelli.
I'm very niche very early.
Playing with me, like.
No, I don't know why I'm just thinking that he's like.
Chris Richards, correct. USA and Palace. Martinelli, obviously, Brazil and Arsenal. Anthony Robinson, USA.
Me now, isn't it, Jeff?
Yeah.
Semenyo.
Semenyo, LMNOP, QRS. Ghana and Man City and Brentford during the season that we were talking about.
Oh, God.
No, brought Bournemouth.
Bournemouth, sorry.
Yeah.
I'm up stupidly.
I'm struggling here now. Just trying to think of countries outside of Europe. In the Premier League.
Good Eurocentric question again.
Yeah.
Or colonialism is deeply embedded within us, even though, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
800 years.
What's his name?
Oh, Tyler Adams.
Back up to the A's.
Good answer.
USA and Bournemouth. You put that in his head, Mick. I was throwing him off the centre.
Enzo Fernandez.
Enzo Fernandez, Argentina and Chelsea, for now. Alexis McAllister, all the way down to that. It's obviously Argentina and Liverpool. Yeah, kind of there, yeah. MAC. Emi Martinez. Mick finally remembers he has a team to support.
I don't.
Lisandro Martinez.
Lisandro Martinez. It was always a giveaway when you get one and you get the other.
Yeah.
Why didn't Lautaro sign for a Premier League club? Okay. Oh my God, what's his name? I'm after drawing a complete blank on somebody. Romero. Sorry, Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Couldn't remember his name. It's like, yeah. I give out about him times a week on the show.
Yeah.
There's one team here that's full of them.
Argentina and Spurs.
Haven't touched on yet.
Romero that we're going to get.
Brendan Aaronson.
Aaronson.
They're full of Premier League players.
All the way up. USA and Leeds.
I wasn't involved. I didn't reciprocate there.
Were you cheating?
He made an attempt.
I'm trying to think of countries. Would you leave me alone?
On your own? Or getting help?
No, he's saying there's a team Fulham, and I went, is it like, as in I'm thinking to myself, is it like that country?
No, we have to,
Sure, what difference does it make? Don't be lying, it's on camera. I think of the players. Like, it's
I looked him in the eye.
For a player.
I looked him in the eye and I said, the country.
Oh, stop. Where are we? I'll just give him the point then. Come on, we'll move on.
No.
Whose goal is it? It's your goal. Oh,
shite.
There's a super cut of this episode going. Coming live very soon. The new intro is just this episode.
I'm sorry now. I've too many countries in my head. This doesn't help. Where are we now? Raul Jimenez.
Okay. Exciting. Mexico, Fulham and Wolves. Yep. Sorry for what a comeback that is.
Illiman and Jai.
Yeah. Senegal and Everton. There are only 600 more to go.
Hold on now, sorry. There's Richarlison is at the World Cup, isn't he?
No.
Is he not? Not in the squad?
No, Jay, he is not. I'm not going to go through the rest.
There's another Brazilian striker, though.
It's Cunha.
Cunha, yeah.
Who are you talking about? What was your...
Oh, I thought you were saying
I was bluffing.
Ah, right.
I was just trying to reach him. Yeah,
well, Ipacos does have a few. I'm just in a cold mental block.
Is there anybody here you think I should really mention that is like a?
You just said Thiago.
Thiago,
no,
Brazilian Thiago.
Alisson Becker,
Igor Thiago, yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Alisson,
Jesus,
guy he's replaced.
Yeah,
Richarlison.
Ah, sorry, I was never going to last there. Anyway, okay. You were always going to think of another random American.
I don't know why I was thinking of the Americans, to be honest. Yeah.
Johan Vissa, Aaron Wan-Bissaka, Manuel Ugarte, Axel Tuanzebe.
Vissa scored.
Amad Diallo, Igor Thiago. Okay, David's on 6, Stars on 2, Mix on 2. Round 4, fun free magic number round. Right, you know the rules. I'm going to give you 4 different statements with numerical answers. You add them up, write them all down before Frank Sinatra sings Bright Shiny Beads. If you get the number bang on, it's worth 3 points. Otherwise, the closest to it gets 2 points with 1 point for the next closest. All good, let's get going. Roy Keane's total number of Republic of Ireland caps. The number of All-Ireland football medals won by Brian Fenton. Shirt number Declan Rice wears for England. The number of shots that Wyndham Clark won the 2026 US Open by. Go. Wyndham's winning margin. Rice's number. Fenton's medals. Keane's caps. Gimme, 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 gimme. Bubble, bangle, Mick using his fingers there like Bob Dylan on a non-electric guitar. Bubbles, bangle, bright, shiny. That somehow accidentally a euphemism?
I hope not.
We're all getting cancelled. Give me your numbers. Pens down.
Pens down.
Oh yeah. A minute later. Hold your numbers up for me.
Hold them up.
And shout them out. Michael.
76.
79.
74. 79. You go. This is an absolute paddling. The fountain is handing out a beating.
Did you know that?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Bang
you
know, on.
Keane's cap?
67.
I had 62.
There you go.
Yeah, fountain's medals.
That's the difference.
No? 6.
I'd 8.
7, I think.
7 is the correct number.
Ah, so I got you.
Rice's number?
4.
4 is correct. Wyndham Clark nearly bottled it.
2. 1.
Won by a single stroke in the end.
Really? Oh, I had 2.
I had 2.
Good.
Are we sure about that? Yeah, according to Wikipedia. Anyway, so the answer was 79 that we are taking. And the score now is David 9, Mick 2, Dara 2.
Playing for pride. Playing for pride.
There isn't enough questions to go back. We just call it a day. We've been at it for 50 minutes.
Business as usual for the rapid fire round this week. You each have 20 seconds to answer a maximum of 8 questions with a point for each up for grabs. We're going to start with the player on the lowest score, which is either Mick or Dara.
Do you want to go, Mick?
Well, we'll see who wins the coin toss, I suppose.
It's a coin toss.
Dara won.
All right.
First or second?
I'll go second.
All right. Okay, Mick, you're 20 seconds. Are you ready?
Yep.
Starts now. Who will Ireland play in the Nations Championship opener next weekend?
Australia.
What county side does Malachy O'Rourke manage?
Tyrone.
And what year did Leo Cullen become Leinster head coach?
2017.
What national team did Dan Petrescu represent?
Romania.
Who sits second in the LOI Premier Division table?
Pats.
Where is the Luzhniki Stadium? What city?
Moscow.
Oh, correct, yeah. Sorry, I didn't hear you. Did you say that?
Yeah, but I
he still had his answer, yeah.
I hadn't answered you. Yeah. Trying to remember.
Richard Dunn was the Luzhniki
connection.
Richard Dunn. That was it. Dan Petrescu, Romania is correct. Pat's correct. 2015, Leo Cullen became the Leinster head coach. Tyrone manager is Malachy O'Rourke, and Australia is our opening Nations Championship, which like has yet to really enter the public consciousness, so fair play, you stumbled over that. But anyway, you're
fine, I would say, there.
Yeah, stumbled
compared
over.
To the rest
you
of the quiz.
Got the answer right,
happy
yeah.
enough with all that.
You got five.
Right.
You're on seven, David.
Well, I got Moscow all by myself.
You did, yeah. So we're going to give you that one. Middle score is what it says here. That's you, Darren.
Yeah.
Although you're actually the bottom scorer, but anyway, to not finish last, that'd be great achievement, right. wouldn't it?
Yeah, just get on with it.
You'd be happy that
just
one,
give me my questions.
Your 20 seconds starts now. What player scored in all three of Brazil's games at the World Cup?
Vinicius.
Who did Leinster defeat in the URC final?
The Bulls.
Yari Littman played for what country?
Germany.
Who was the Limerick senior hurling captain for 2026?
Keane Lynch.
In what countries was the 2023 Women's World Cup played?
England, Wales, Scotland.
Who? I did not start. Australia, New Zealand was the answer. Keane Lynch was correct. Finland, Yari Litmanen. Yari Litmanen. So the Bulls was correct and Vinny Jr. was correct. You were one short. finishing second. Says two short there, but I would have said one.
So anyway. Does David need one or is he already one?
David does not need to go.
He's ahead by two still.
I think we should save the questions for next week.
Seven up, yeah.
Play that funky music, white boy, no?
Does he want the record win?
Yeah, let him go for it.
You want a record score? Okay.
Go 100 miles an hour.
History will look kindly on a two.
There's no pressure whatsoever.
I mean, this is like he has declared in cricket parlance. I'm like, I don't want to do this. And also, it saves you having to do questions next week. he's Brian Lara out here hitting sixes is what the correct answer is. All right, okay. Are you ready?
Yeah, go for it.
20 seconds starts now. When did Galway last win the All-Ireland football final?
2001.
What English club did Thomas Tuchel formerly manage?
Chelsea.
Who is the head coach of Connacht Rugby?
Pass.
Who has scored Scotland's only goal at the 2026 World Cup?
John McGinn.
Who's won more Grand Slam titles, McEnroe or Agassi?
McEnroe.
Agassi. In what country or county is Park Essler?
Down.
Who won the 2026 World Snooker Championships?
Not Xie Jintong, the other guy.
Was the other guy, so... the only one you got wrong, Lancaster. Did you get Lancaster? Did you get Lancaster?
No, I didn't get Lancaster.
And you got Agassi, McEnroe. Agassi won 8, McEnroe won 7.
Do they get 6, 5?
4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Good win, David. I would say that was a very impressive performance.
Yeah, good
and,
man.
Sorry for the lack of competition.
Enjoy that.
Yeah. We should have more summer parties today.
That was very good. Congratulations, everybody, I'd say.
They were all up in the balcony at the summer party at all hours last night, you know.
You too, were you?
Didn't affect them.
Oh, wow. How late was the late list?
9:30. I'm a professional.
For a breakfast person, that's pretty late.
Yeah, no, yeah, sure.
Anyway, I have enjoyed this quiz very much. Thank you all for being a significant part of it.
It was quite nice.
Friendly jerk.
No, you were all very good. It was great. Yeah. I think it was a classic.
Off the ball, GAA.
I think if everybody's been honest with themselves, we would have went down to Dublin on the hope that we can ignite the thing again. But once we were beaten by Cork, I think we knew deep down that we weren't going to win in all Ireland.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.